Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Hello, and welcome to Dining with Death. This episode is on my playlist, Dining with the Disappeared, where we talk about people who have vanished. We talk a little bit about their lives and the circumstances surrounding their disappearance. If you like what you see here, please hit the like button, subscribe to my channel if you'd like to support me, and you can always join my Patreon. We have a goal on Patreon of helping to raise money to donate to police departments that have cold case DNA in storage that cannot be tested because there is no money to test it. We want to help with that. Thanks for being here, and thanks for your support. I'm Stacey Lee. Let's begin. Today's episode is going to be a little different because police are quite sure they know the outcome to this disappearance. But I want to talk about this case because it highlights something that is killing so many people right now, fentanyl. I want to help raise awareness to what a serious problem this drug has become and how many lives it is ruining, and I couldn't think of a better way to do that than to tell this story, one that has become all too familiar in the last few years. One of the things that fascinates many of us about disappearances is the fact that they occur on an ordinary day when someone is doing an ordinary task. We talk a lot here about people who wake up in the morning, go through their normal routine, and by nightfall, they've vanished off the face of the earth. No one ever starts their day with the thought, "Today will be the last day I'm ever at home. Today will be the last day I put my shoes on and grab my car keys and go to work." I also think disappearances fascinate us because they're frightening. I've thought long and hard about this, and I truly believe it would be easier to know a loved one was dead than it would be to have them missing, not knowing where they are or what is happening to them, if they're being mistreated, if they're crying and alone and wondering why no one has come to save them. For me personally, it's my worst nightmare, but it's something that happens to thousands and thousands of people every single year. This disappearance is one of those that really shakes people up because it happened to a woman who did something maybe she shouldn't have done, but something many people do every day, and it ended up costing her everything. Heidi Plank was a 39-year-old mother living in Los Angeles. She had a 10-year-old son, and on October 17, 2021, she sat at the football game he was playing in and visited with the other parents there, talked about work and the weather, and had a very normal and usual experience, one of watching your kids play sports. No one at the game knew that it would be the last time any of them ever saw Heidi. There is some conflicting information online about the details of Heidi's disappearance. Some reports say that just after she left the football game, people knew she was missing, and some people say it was days later. But basically what happened is that Heidi went home and took her dog for a walk. She is seen on surveillance walking her dog in the neighborhood and around her building. This building here, the Hope and Flower Building in LA. Heidi's son started calling her that night, and then he called and texted the next day and the day after that, and he got quite frustrated. Heidi only had partial custody of her son, and he was very upset that his mother was not returning his calls. I am a cell phone person. When I go into film and I put everything on Do Not Disturb, or sometimes if I'm getting my nails done or something, I will often come out, turn my phone back on, and my text messages look a little bit like, "Mom, mom, 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 mom." My kids are all over 30 now, and yeah, that still happens. And it sounds like Heidi was someone like me, where she always had her phone in her hand, and if you texted her or you called her, she picked up, she responded. So when that didn't happen, her son was really concerned, and he told his father, who he was staying with at the time, he lived with a lot of the time, you know, that Heidi wasn't calling him back, and that's when the alarms were raised. Heidi had been married to this man, Jim Wayne. They married in 2008, and then Heidi and Jim got divorced in 2012 after their son was born. There's quite an age difference. Jim is now in his mid-60s, and Heidi wasn't even 40 when she disappeared. They shared custody of their son, and Jim was very concerned about Heidi and about his son. Heidi had some things in her past that were a little questionable, and then some rumors began to float around. Heidi's friends describe her as the most loving and giving person they've ever known, and she had a large circle of friends. But apparently there was another side to Heidi, or maybe a past version of Heidi that involved some mental issues, a nervous breakdown, and some drug use. I mention those things not in judgment, but because they can sometimes play an important role in a disappearance. Heidi was someone that stayed in contact with the people who loved her, and she cared deeply about her son.
She lived here in Mid-City at this home, just down the street from where we're standing. Police also now concerned with this investigation. Officers actually with the LAPD were here last night serving a search warrant at that home. The LAPD's missing moms, or missing persons rather, unit first handled the case, but is now shifted to the robbery homicide division. Detectives say that transition is not because of evidence of a crime has been discovered, but because it is now considered a high profile case. The divorced single mother disappeared after leaving her son's football game on Sunday, October 17th. She's not been seen or heard from since. Surveillance footage you've seen here captured the petite blue-eyed blonde leaving her home in Mid-City that Sunday. She jumped into her silver Range Rover with her Doc 7. She joined her ex-husband and his current family at their son's football game, but then left in the middle of it.
She didn't seem agitated. She might have been a little bit antsy, but she left with her dog, and she had just walked up to us and said, I'm going to go. We're getting further and further and further away from finding Heidi.
As soon as Heidi vanished, police believed there was foul play involved. They very quickly gathered surveillance footage from around the area, and that's where they saw Heidi on tape, walking her dog in the neighborhood and around her building. Even before the footage was viewed, someone had found Heidi's dog wandering around in the apartment building by itself. They took the dog in for a few days and took care of it. The police then began to search landfills for Heidi's body. They talked to area shop owners and residents. No one saw a thing, and the police never found a thing. Later on, Jim Wayne, Heidi's ex-husband, released these heartbreaking text messages sent to Heidi from her son, pleading with her to call him back. Like I said earlier, he had texted her for days, and his mother had never responded. Weeks went by, and then months, and the more the police listened to the chatter surrounding this case, the more they believed they know what happened to Heidi. Heidi had attended a party at an apartment inside her building. Police believed that she finished walking her dog and went upstairs, at some point meeting up with someone she knew who told her to come to this party and have drinks in the building. People then began to come forward telling police that Heidi was drinking at the party and at some point had made the decision to take Adderall. Heidi had stopped and picked up this Adderall from a man she was dating at the time. It's unclear if Heidi knew this or not, but the Adderall was laced with fentanyl. Others at the party were taking drugs, but that's the scary thing about fentanyl. It acts differently at different times, and it is a very dangerous drug. Now, we have to remember this is downtown LA. People there live a very different lifestyle. There are no wild parties going on in my complex on a Sunday night, and this was a wild party. There were cryptocurrency bros there. There were gamblers. There was a DJ with a large light system. There were strippers. There was a stripper pole. This was a party. My first thought is always like, how do you throw a party like that in a high rise or an apartment building when you have neighbors? Anyway. The police are able to get a little more information out of some of the people in Heidi's building, and soon they piece together what they believe to be most of the story. Heidi was standing in the middle of the living room at this party after taking these drugs. Suddenly, she collapsed. Her drink fell from her hand and the glass shattered. People at the party knelt down by Heidi and tried to revive her. Some of them even tried giving her CPR, but they couldn't do anything. Heidi had died. This is the story a lot of people are telling. These people then decided that hiding their drug use was more important than a little boy knowing where his mom was and being able to grieve her loss. So that pretty much tells you what kind of people these were. Not very good ones. The informants told the police that it was decided among the partygoers to cover up the death and hide Heidi's body, basically dump Heidi's body, which is just such a disgusting and callous thing to do. One witness the police spoke with even said that Heidi's body was dumped down the trash chute of the building, and it got stuck on the 28th floor. This party was reportedly on the 40th floor, so these people were not only callous, but not thinking very clearly. I've lived in high-rise apartment buildings in Austin and in Las Vegas. The trash chutes are like this wide. They do that on purpose because they don't want people putting great big things in them. And even if Heidi was small, which she was a petite person, there isn't a clear-thinking person whose mind says, I can put a body in there and it's going to go all the way down. That seems to be just a very clouded thinking process to me, and a very callous one at that. At the time of Heidi's disappearance, Heidi worked at an investment firm, and her boss was being investigated for a $43 million fraud scheme. So for some time, Heidi's ex-husband believed that her boss may be involved in her disappearance. Perhaps Heidi, as a bookkeeper, had stumbled upon information that made her boss look at her and say, you know, she's got to go. But it does appear that her disappearance is far more mundane, a drug overdose. Just a few months ago, in February of 2023, Jim Wayne petitioned the courts to declare Heidi dead so her son would have access to her life insurance money. She has never been found. Not even a trace of her has been found, which leaves lots of questions for me, especially taking into consideration that someone supposedly saw her body stuck in a trash chute. At any rate, no one knows what happened to Heidi Plank, and her body has never been found. The judge ruled in favor of Jim Wayne and his son and declared that Heidi died on the night of October 17th, 2021, the night of the party. Now, I want to talk a little bit about why I chose this case. There are certain party favors that have come back into style recently, and kids are taking them the way many people in my generation took them, but we did not have to worry about fentanyl. I have to be really careful about the way I talk about this because the laws vary from state to state. There is a product available for purchase that can be used if you or someone you care about is going to have party favors, and this tool will tell them whether or not their party favors are safe. It's legal in some states and not in others, which I think is absolutely asinine and further proof of the fact that our government is in fact against us. We all know that people are going to use party favors if they're going to use them. So why can't we help them not die while doing that until they get through that phase or, you know, straighten their lives up like many people in my generation did. A lot of my generation had the opportunity, you know, to go through that and come out okay on the other end. This generation should have that same opportunity. If they're going to do it, they're going to do it anyways. They might as well be alive and safer about it. But I just want to spread awareness that there is, in fact, a product. You will have to look into whether or not it is legal in your state and then make a decision based on that or not. But if you or someone you know is going to use party favors, please do it safely. We're losing a lot of people that do not deserve to die because of this epidemic. Partying does not mean you deserve to die, in the same way that wearing a short skirt does not mean you deserve to be assaulted, or being a man does not mean you deserve to be blamed if somebody wants to blame you for a crime you didn't commit. We all have our issues. Every single person, regardless of what your status is, your sex, your race, your religious beliefs, whatever, we all can be targeted and we can all be victims, and we should help each other out instead of othering people and saying, well, they shouldn't have done this and they shouldn't have done this and they shouldn't have done that. That makes us shitty human beings. So that's my spiel on fentanyl and what you can do to not die from it. We can honor the memory of people like Heidi by doing better. If you by chance know anything about what happened to Heidi Plank in October of 2021, please call the Los Angeles Sheriff's Department or LA County Crime Stoppers at 1-800-222-8477. You can remain anonymous, and I'm sure Heidi's friends and family would appreciate any and all information that people out there still have. So do the right thing and come forward. Thank you for joining me today on Dining with Death, Dining with the Disappeared. Please hit the like button and subscribe to the channel if you want to support me. It's tough here on this platform, and I need to have the channel grow if I'm going to continue. So thank you to those of you that are here every week. Thank you to those of you that are new. Thank you to those of you that have been here from the beginning. Thank you all. Stay safe, my friends, and be kind to each other. And I'll see you next time on Dining with Death. Bye.
While the world whizzes by, enjoy a moment of me time with Tim Horton's $6 breakfast bundle. Savor a small hot or iced coffee, then add your choice of a mouth-watering hot breakfast sandwich and a crispy golden hash brown and your pick of a classic donut.
Yeah.
All for $6, all just for you. Make your mornings all about me time with our $6 breakfast bundle. Available at your neighborhood Tim Hortons. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.